A new survey by CTOLabs.com finds that data is growing at a rate of 30% every year within the federal government. Agencies are drowning in data. While virtualization is considered one answer, the federal government is lagging behind private industry in changing its infrastructure so that it can handle all of this data. Bob Gurley is the founder of CTOLabs.com. He says the answer could be something called, here we go, data deduplication. Mr. Gurley joins us now to explain. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Well, good morning.
So tell us, first of all, before we get to the real issue here, what is data deduplication?
Well, it is a way of reducing your data holdings by making sure that you're not copying the same information everywhere throughout the enterprise. Smart deduplication strategies and architectures will let you store the data one time, and then anybody who needs it can access it at that place. Or, now I'm oversimplified, of course you want to back that up also, so you've stored a backup copy somewhere. But the essence is you reduce the amount of times you have to copy the data. And it turns out this strategy has been working in industry for years and significantly reducing the cost of enterprise IT. And now everyone in the federal IT domain is considering data deduplication.
Now, suppose I'm a program manager. I'm not a techie, but I know that I need that data to keep my program running. And the CIO tells me, guess what? We're getting rid of all the copies, and there's only one place now. Should I worry about what happens if all my eggs are in that basket?
Oh, yes, absolutely you should. You should insist on seeing a very smart architecture using systems and technology that have been proven to work in the past. And that's a key conclusion from this survey. There are proven methods that do this that are extremely reliable and fast and work well in your enterprise, whether you're using a legacy-based enterprise or a more modern enterprise. Use the proven methods that work.
You know what, Mr. Gurley, I'm going to have to ask that we call you back on a landline. Your cell phone is breaking up, and this in this interview and this information is far too important and too significant for our audience to let anything slide through the cracks. So we're going to go ahead and have our producer pick up the line and give you a call back. Quickly, we're going to return here on Federal News Radio as we find out more about virtualization and what is called data deduplication. We'll be talking with Bob Gurley. He is the founder of CTOLabs.com. We'll be joining him next right here on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
So the question we were having was, if data is deduplicated, that reduces storage and so forth and the costs there. And let's revisit that answer of the program manager who might ask the CIO, well, should I worry that my data only exists in one copy now because lots of backups makes me feel good?
Right, and you know that's a great question. Every program manager should be asking their CIO, and I think the right answer is that means you really need proven techniques and methods and technologies to do your data deduplication. So look for solutions that have worked in industry at very large scale. These have proven to be extremely reliable and reduce the cost of your total infrastructure and make your returning information from backup much faster, so it has positive mission impacts. So the right answer is that's a good question for program managers to be asking, and they should insist on seeing good, solid, well-thought-out architectures and technologies to accomplish data deduplication.
So are more people going to it? Are they using it now? Where does it stand in the standard operating procedure world of things?
Well, in our survey, we found that everyone in the federal enterprise has heard of deduplication, and 87% told us they consider this a priority. So it's either in their plan now or it's soon going to be in their plan. So data deduplication is on the minds of IT enterprises throughout the federal government.
And we should probably also explain, and you can confirm this, that if you deduplicate, that doesn't mean you also still don't back up.
That's correct. In fact, those two phrases are really going hand in hand, because if you back up absolutely everything, and if you have too much redundant data, it just magnifies the inefficiencies in your backup. If you smartly deduplicate your data stores and then back up, it's just a much smarter backup. So you still have to plan for disaster and for failure and for worst case, so you absolutely need a smart backup strategy.
But with a solid deduplication architecture, you're just backing up the right stuff. Backing up the right stuff means you're not moving all of that data over your communication systems, so you're also saving in bandwidth. And that's an important impact that we saw in our survey. Backing up smartly using deduplicated information will save you on bandwidth and save you storage costs.
So are the benefits primarily technical and speed, or are there also cost savings?
So there are cost savings, which generally expressed in this term return on investment, which is extremely fast. According to our survey, this stuff, when you build a solid architecture using modern technology, has a very fast return on investment.
And all the CIOs are being told to get rid of data centers and consolidate, so it sounds to me as if deduplication is a good thing to have when you're consolidating at the same time.
This will save you floor space in your data center, so you can invite your peer organizations and partners to bring their stuff into your data center.
So it's not an either-or. They work hand-in-hand. It's a dovetail thing.
That's right. So it's very virtuous. And another component that is extremely integrated into this and also virtuous is virtualization. So virtualization we've talked about for years. That is where you put multiple operating systems on one server. Well, all of those operating systems need to be backed up, and all of those are generating data. And smart deduplication capabilities work extremely well with these modern virtualization capabilities.